Thanks for keeping it on your freeform station. We hope you're enjoying the music. 91.5 WMFO Medford and worldwide at WMFO.org.
Stop. Good morning.
Good morning. Oh my God. Hey, long time no
see?
Here?
Speak? Serenade?
This is
Songs with Words.
And you are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio.
It's really nice to be back.
It is. And we're also late.
Yeah,
as
we
in
are.
Veronica was late.
I'm always late, and it's always my fault every single time we're late. And I,
except for one time like 6 months ago when it was my fault,
and that's okay. You don't see me going around saying I was late because Joe was late.
Yeah, but I was only late once, and I feel like the listeners need a reason.
Yeah,
so
sorry for teasing you a little bit there.
It's okay.
If you thought that we weren't going to be here, as we have not been for the past few weeks, then I feel really bad because I didn't want to mislead you. We're here now.
We're here. And what did we just listen to?
We just heard Suspended from Cloths by Camera Obscura. I said Cloths because they're an English band.
Oh. Right. And next up we have Motel 6 by River Wireless.
I'm so excited. I've never heard the song before.
You've never heard it?
Well, we'll find out. I'm really excited about it, so. Okay. Let's hear
Are
it.
Are you really excited?
I am really excited.
Oh, okay. I don't believe
it. I love hearing new songs.
Okay.
Have you gone? I left you walking through the parking lot of a Motel 6 as I turned our van back east. Somewhere on the road we lost our way. In my mind I can save us all, I can breathe it all back to life. In my mind, and in my mind I spend my whole life moving, I spend my whole life on a road. From a dream I'm waking up, and for the first drive into the night, I drive into a life that I deemed worth living all my life. And in my hands, a child is dying. In my mind, I can save the boy, I can bring it all back to life. In my mind, in my mind, I spend my whole life moving, I spend my whole life on a road. From a dream I'm waking up, and for the first time I'm terrified of waking up
That was Winter is Blue by Vashti.
It's Vashti Bunyan.
Vashti Bunyan. Like the foot.
Like the foot, I guess. No hate, Vashti. Actually, no, a lot of love to Vashti.
Yeah,
but
I love Vashti. and then before that, what did we have?
East of the Sun and West of the Moon by John Rowhouse and Necco Case. And we should, like, think of more things to talk about in between, I feel like.
Really? Or maybe, I don't really feel like...
I don't know. Maybe this isn't a problem to hash out with the people participating. Sorry, guys. Sorry you had to witness this. While we figure that out, why don't you listen here to Two Sleepy People by Dean Martin?
My fake yawn was way better than yours.
I was trying to summon a real one, and then it didn't work.
Oh, okay.
So, yes, it was.
There's two sleepy people on the other side of this mic right now.
Yeah.
All right. Here it's it true. Is. Here it is.
And yawning.
Look how late it gets.
Two sleepy people by dawn's early light, and too much in love to say goodnight. Here we are in the cozy chair, picking on a wishbone from the frigidaire.
Two sleepy people with nothing to say,
and too much in love to break away.
Do you remember the nights we used to linger in the hall?
Father did not like you at all. Do you remember the reason why we married in the fall?
To rent this little nest and get a bit of rest.
Well, here we are, just about the same. Foggy little fella,
drowsy little dame.
Two sleepy people by dawn's early light, too much in love to say goodnight.
Do you remember the nights we used to linger in the hall?
Father did not like you at all.
Do you remember the reason why we married in the fall?
To rent this little nest
and get a bit of rest while here we are, just about the same.
Foggy little fella,
drowsy little dame,
two sleepy people by dawn's early light, and too much in love
to say goodnight.
Bonsoir.
Bonne nuit.
Given to me, and every page spelled liberty. All my trials, Lord, soon be over. There is a tree in paradise.
That was All My Trials by Bedouin. Bedouin.
Yeah, that's correct.
Yeah. I have been... If only Spotify Wrapped came out a month from now, because Bedouin would have been my top artist. I have been listening
so much
to her on repeat for the past month. Speaking of Spotify Wrapped...
Should we play our top songs?
No. Personally, I'm embarrassed.
What about one of your top songs?
Okay. I could do that.
All right.
I don't think that... I'd like to make my own Spotify Wrapped with my opinions of what I listen to the most. I'm not embarrassed, but I just don't think that it's a clear representation of my music taste.
This is an experiment in... external perception. I think it's like how do you naturally react to the way to being perceived.
Yeah.
And you're not embarrassed, but you wish you had more of a hand.
Exactly. But
when you have a hand in it, it's simultaneously the truth and not the truth at all.
Alright, we don't need to get so philosophical on WMFO at 10 in the morning.
What's next?
Next, we have Easy to Be Around by Diane Cluck.
Like a chicken. Bunyan like foot, cluck like chicken.
That's it. Camera like camera.
Camera.
Okay. Here we go. And then also, just in just a little bit, we both have words. I saw Veronica just pull out a book, a Joan Didion book.
She did.
From her backpack, and I personally also have words. So get excited, get hyped. Here is Easy to Be Around by Diane Clack.
I was in the coal mine picking up diamonds that the miners had left behind. And I admired their cold shine, simple and bright, and I pocketed many in the cavernous night. Clear, when held up to the light, you belong to no one. You are easy to be wrong, 'cause you belong to no one. You are easy to be wrong, 'cause you belong to no one. You are easy to be wrong. And I scattered them on the ground. And away your eyes, it decays. Beside you, you're so easy to be around. It's like I'm not even walking beside you. We are rolling along the ground. One shadow made of mercury. We were two till we melted down. Now you're easy to be around.
Game of Heart. Of adding a pet to your family? The Sterling Animal Shelter reminds you that there are a variety of wonderful adult and young dogs at the shelter just waiting for a good home like yours. For more information about adoptions or pet care, contact the Sterling Animal Shelter at 978-422-8585 or visit www.sterlingshelter.org.
Anyways. Sorry. I hate PSAs. That was Corner of My Eye by the Lemon Twigs.
I saw them once.
Did you?
And I was a freshman in high school. They opened for Arctic Monkeys. No, wow. Actually, they opened for the opener for Arctic Monkeys. And
now
I think,
look at them.
I think that was when I first really realized about drugs. Was watching them perform.
That's
it. Was the craziest experience
I'll have
ever.
To think about that more. Anyways, I have some words. As this is Songs with Words, it is now time for the amazing section. No, a different word than amazing.
Segment? Part?
No.
Set?
A segment.
Segment.
But also a different word than amazing.
Oh. The spectacular segment.
Yeah, that's good. The spectacular segment where we read words. So I am reading an excerpt from the book that I am currently involved with. Giovanni's Room by James Baldwin. Some of you might know it. Some of you intellectuals out there might know it. I first read this book, I don't remember, maybe when I was a freshman in high school, but I'm rereading it because I have to for my class.
You're rereading the whole thing?
Honestly, I reread the first, 30 pages, and then I stopped and wrote my essay.
Okay.
But yeah. I might continue rereading it, because it is a great book, and I haven't read it in a while.
Well, I just love... My favorite part about rereading a book is remembering that you, already read it, so you could just, skip parts if you want.
Yeah, I completely agree. I love rereading books. Okay, anyways, here is a little excerpt from the beginning of this book. Giovanni placed himself before me again and began wiping the bar with a damp cloth. The Americans are funny. You have a funny sense of time, or perhaps you have no sense of time at all, I can't tell. Time always sounds like a parade. J'ai vu, a triumphant parade. Like armies with banners entering a town, as though with enough time, and that would not need to be so very much for Americans. Ne sais pas. And he smiled, giving me a mocking look, and I said nothing. Well then, he continued, as though with enough time, and all that fearful energy and virtue you people have, everything will be settled, solved, put in its place. And when I say everything, he added grimly, I mean all the serious, dreadful things like pain and death and love in which you Americans do not believe. Thank you, Giovanni. Thank you, James Baldwin.
Wait, but isn't Giovanni not the narrator?
No.
Yeah.
No, the narrator is David. Which is just such a, like...
A.K.A. James Baldwin.
Yeah, A.K.A. James Baldwin.
David.
I just, like, why David?
I guess because it's just as regular and, like, vaguely biblical as a name as James.
Yeah, I guess. I just always think of Michelangelo when I think of David, and...
That's nice.
But in like a way where it's like, like I don't, when I meet a David, it like taints my vision of them. Like they can't escape it.
Is it the story of David and Goliath that is being represented in the sculpture by Michelangelo, or it's just like the giant naked Michelangelo?
Just the giant,
naked David by
just
Michelangelo.
The giant naked David.
Okay.
Like, there's no, like...
That makes sense.
Yeah, anyways. We'll continue this conversation off air. Back to Spotify Wrapped.
Back to Spotify Wrapped.
This is all over the place this morning. We decided to play our top song. And honestly, I don't know why this is my top song. Because... I really don't remember listening it. Like, I like this song, but I swear I did not listen to it more than I listened to most songs. I think that it's 50 seconds long, so maybe that has something to do with it. Okay. Anyways, it's 2 Weeks in December by Skull Crusher. So, here we go.
On the night that we met, rolling cigarettes, you were fooled by my jokes. I was too. I didn't know you when I woke up alone in a frozen broken home, and my tattoos over and over and over and over.
Hey guys, can you hear me? How's it going? We're trying something new today. It's a song without words, but with words added in. It's a song with words happening at the same time. Here are my words.
Wait, this is awesome. I just listened and it sounds great.
Okay, wait, let me listen. Let me listen. Okay. Oh my God. Okay, so here before me I have Joan Didion's latest collection released in the last 3 years, I think. Believe 2021, titled Let Me Tell You What I Mean, and I'm going to read from the essay The Long Distance Runner. Okay, here we go. Tony thrived on the very moments most of us try to avoid. Social consensus was to him unthinkable, stifling. Everything he had left behind. Raised voices were the stuff of theater, of freedom. I remember him calling on the morning after a dinner in Beverly Hills that had abruptly become a shambles when my husband and an old friend, Brian Moore, began shouting at each other. There had been 8 at the table, 6 after my husband walked out and I fled, including Tony, whose delight in the turn the dinner had taken seemed absolute. The fight was the unexpected magic of the evening. The quiet dinner among friends dissolving into peril, the dramatic possibility realized. I thought of the first sheep I ever remember seeing, hundreds of them, and how our car drove suddenly into them on the back lot of the old Lumley studio. They were unhappy about being in pictures, but the men in the car with us kept saying, "Is that what you wanted, Dick? Isn't that swell?" And the man named Dick kept standing up in the car as if he were Cortez or Balboa, looking over that gray, fleecy undulation. And that second portion was a quote from F. Scott Fitzgerald's The Last Tycoon.
Thank you. That was very beautiful. I love Joan Didion. I mean, we talk about Joan Didion so much on this goddamn...
Yeah. I actually think about her every day of my life. And also, relatedly, the song you're listening to is titled Mother's Love. By Emma Hoy Sege Miriam Jabru. And never gonna get
was,
that.
Right. Veronica's top song this year.
And I'm honored to have it be my top song. Except it wasn't super exciting, my Spotify Wrapped, because my top four songs were from this album. It's okay.
That's okay.
Yeah.
Consistency is a good thing.
Yeah.
Anywho, I really think that we should do this more often.
Yes.
I just know that this is a pleasant listening experience right now.
I had a really good time hearing myself speak.
Like, ugh. Anyway.
I've just been a little bit nervous.
Yeah, I don't...
I don't like to fiddle around with the board that
yeah,
much.
Yeah, me either, but...
I think we can do it.
I think that now when we read our words, we should always have piano
yes,
music in
I
the
agree.
Background.
I agree.
Okay, new songs with words tradition just dropped.
You heard it here today and now.
Also, I'd like to... it's somebody very special's birthday today, and I would like to tell them that I love them. Oh, wait, no, there's another song playing. Sorry, guys. I would like to tell them that I love them, and that is Talia Jade Tepper.
I think she's listening right now.
No,
actually.
I know she's listening.
Yeah.
I mean, hopefully she's still
How
listening.
How special.
And she's turning 20 today, and that is a big one.
Double digits.
And honestly, just so happy to have her as my friend and in my life. So anyways, I love you, Talia.
It's an honor. It's not only that we love you, it's an honor to love you.
Oh, that's good.
And happy birthday. And maybe we'll play a song just for you after we already teased everyone out there with the next song.
Yes, yeah, so the next song is actually my second most played song, and it's called Appaloosa Bones, and it's by Gregory Alan Isakov.
Let's hear it.
Let's hear it.
Is it the voice I've known, or your Appaloosa bones that carried me home across the plains? It's like you say all the time, world is lost, it's mine. You and I know that I've lost mine. Words are that gone, man. I hope not that you found me. When you did. Well, there ain't no word, just Pennsylvania birds. I heard their nesting now in the city. And the TV's on from yeah. We got a windowsill. They haven't made no pills to get us across the winter time. Tell the time by the walls, watch the shadows fall, and the pages slow in the room I called your name, and the pages slow in the room.
Okay, the time has come.
It has. We are going to say goodbye.
Yeah.
And then we are going to play you one last song. And this is also for Talia, who might not be listening she had to go to yoga. But we're still going to play it anyways.
Yes.
And that song is I'm Gonna Be an Engineer by Peggy Seeger.
It's awesome. And
honestly,
I love it.
I like this song a lot, but Talia made me listen to it maybe just one too many times.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But it's okay. I would listen to it 100 times for her if she wanted that.
It's like we're playing this song for Talia because now she's 20 and double digits, and she has to go out in the world and be the powerful woman that she is. And if she wants to, she can be an engineer.
Yeah, she
and
has
that's
the skills.
What matters. Okay. So
anyways, this was
Songs with words,
and you are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. And we will see you next week, and we will be here next week.
We will, I promise. I will make so much of an effort to come on time, and if I don't, then it will, hear me right now, it will be my official New Year's resolution to come on time to this show. All right.
Okay. Here is I'm Gonna Be an Engineer by Peggy Seeger.
Okay.
I was a little girl, I wished I was a boy. I tagged along behind the gang and wore my corduroys. Everybody said I only did it to annoy, but I was gonna be an engineer. Mama told me, can't you be a lady? Your duty is to make me the mother of a pearl. Wait until you're older, dear, and maybe you'll be glad that you're a girl. Dainty as a Dresden statue, gentle as a Jersey cow, smooth as silk, gives creamy milk, learn to coo, learn to moo, that's what you do to be a lady now. When I went to school, I learned to write and how to read some history, geography, and home economy. And typing is a skill that every girl should need to while away the extra time until the time to breed. Then they had the nerve to say, what would you like to be? I says, I'm gonna be an engineer. No, you only need to learn to be a lady. The duty isn't yours for to try and run the world. An engineer could never have a baby. Remember, dear, that you're a girl. She's smart for a woman. I wonder how she got that way. You get no choice, you get no voice. Just stay mum, pretend you're dumb. And that's how you come to be a lady today. Then Jimmy come along and we set up a conjugation. We were busy every night, love and recreation. I spent the day at work so he could get his education. Well, now he's an engineer. He says, I know you'll always be a lady. It's the duty of my darling to love me all her life. Could an engineer look after or obey me? Remember, dear, that you're my wife. Well, as soon as Jimmy got a job, I began again. Then happy at me turret lay the year or so, and then the morning that the twins were born, Jimmy says to them, kids, your mother was an engineer. You owe it to the kids to be a lady. Dainty as a dish rag, faithful as a child. Stay at home, you got to mind the baby. Remember, you're a mother now. Well, every time I turn around, it's something else to do. It's cook a meal, mend a sock, sweep a floor or two. I listen in to Jimmy Young, it makes me want to spew. I was gonna be an engineer. could be a lady, I could do the lovely things that a lady's supposed to do. I wouldn't even mind if only they would pay me, and I could be a person too. What price for a woman? You could buy her for a ring of gold. To love and obey without any pay, you get a cook and a nurse, for better or worse. You don't need a purse when the lady is sold. Ah, but now the times are harder and me Jimmy's got the sack. I went down to Vickers, they were glad to have me back. But I'm a third-class citizen, my wages tell me that. And I'm a first-class engineer. The boss, he says, we pay you as a lady. You only got the job cause I can't afford a man. With you I keep the profits high as maybe. You're just a cheaper pair of hands. You got one fault, you're a woman. You're not worth the equal pay. A bitch, you're a tart, you're nothing but heart. Shallow and vain, you got no brain. You even go down the drain like a lady today. Well, I listened to my mother and I joined a typing pool. I listened to my lover and I put him through his school. But if I listen to the boss, I'm just a bloody fool and an underpaid engineer. I've been a sucker ever since I was a baby.